And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON to go.
KHON2 weather, Chevy Chevalier.
6:55 on this Monday morning. Let's start you off with the Western Pacific. Now, this thing, Conan, has been a pain for the forecasters. It was, China was getting ready for it, and then it made almost a 180, and then it was headed as a typhoon to the mainland Japan. It did go over Okinawa, but now it's heading towards South Korea. I want to show you this because a lot of folks have relatives in Japan and for South Korea. This is the track. I mean, I wouldn't put any money on this track. You saw how convoluted the track was, but the good news is down to a tropical storm. It's expected to stay tropical. Tropical storm, not typhoon, as it goes through right near Seoul as we get into the next couple of days. So just wanted to give you that update. Now, we're also getting another tropical cyclone that's been a tropical storm, Eugene. So this is the fifth storm in the eastern Pacific. Notice that 80-degree line slowly moving to the north. Eugene is a tropical storm, and it's over cooler waters. It's just going to dissipate over the next couple of days. No problem for us. This is a problem for us. High pressure to the north, a Category 4 hurricane to the south. We're lucky it stayed this far to the south. And it might even a little bit farther to the south, but the combination there, windy conditions. Now, the winds will start ramping up today. Tomorrow, they will peak. It's a weak Category 4. 130 is actually the division line between 3 and 4. But notice, it stays over warmer waters, and it maintains its major hurricane status all the way past us. So the winds will peak tomorrow, and then Wednesday, they'll go down, and then it'll go over warmer waters again. The Central Pacific Hurricane Center looks like they are the ones forecasting now for this storm. What do you need to know about Dora? Category 4 now. Track well south of Hawaii. So really the only issue for us will be the winds and dry conditions. And dry conditions plus wind is not good because you can get easily start fires. Winds right now, 10 to 15. They'll ramp up as we go through today. Tomorrow will be the peak. But a red flag warning. You can see gusts up to 65 for these areas, mostly on the leeward side. High wind warning for just about everybody. And if you don't have a high wind warning, you got a wind advisor where you can see gusts up to 50 miles per hour. High surf warning starts tonight at 6 p.m. through 6 p.m. Tuesday, 10 to 15 for Molokai, east-facing shores down to the Big Island. So be aware of that high surf warning. And the UV index will stay mid 12.5 to 13 over the next few days. Not much as far as rain out there. We'll see partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies today, 90 degrees for your high. As I said, the winds going up through the day and peaking tomorrow. I'll include Wednesday on the weather alert, but it's early Wednesday. Things should start getting better Wednesday afternoon. And Thursday into Friday, back to that regular pattern we've had for the last several days, breezy trades and warm temperatures in the upper 80s through the weekend into next week. Let's check your traffic situation. Oh, no, I'm sorry, your surf situation with Betty. Betty, I need you to tell Gary happy birthday when you see him, too.
Okay, I sure will. Hey, Chevy. So we're going to get some surf tomorrow from Dora. We're so lucky she's going far south, that's for sure. It's 1 to 3 today on the east side and a little bit choppy, but it's going to get crazy tomorrow. Lots of winds tomorrow and surf is going to be like 4 to 6 feet. Today it's like 1 to 2, maybe some threes at Makapu'u and Sandy Beach. We've got some small surf on the North Shore plateau, but could get a wrap on North Shore too from the storm. It's very small on the west side. Picking up a little bit of a south-southwest still at Makaha in the 0 to 2 foot range, and it's about 1 to 2.5 feet at Diamond Head and Ala Moana. Diamond Head picking up a little bit of that wind too, especially for tomorrow. So the trades 10 to 20 today, ramping up in the morning. 7:07 is your sunset time, 6:07 is your sunrise time.
The man accused of killing his landlord back in March is expected in court this morning for a fitness hearing. Kendall Gray pled not guilty to second-degree murder charges in connection to the death of 64-year-old Alvin Matsumoto on Oahu. Fire investigators on Kauai have not been able to determine what caused a weakened brush fire in Waimea. County officials say about 10 acres were scorched near the Paulaula State Historic Site. And it was a great weekend in California for three professional Hawaii surfers. Maui's Eli Hanneman and Waikiki's Keles Kaleopa'a, as well as Kaniela Stewart, all won the respective divisions in Huntington Beach. So big congratulations to those three. New this morning, Hawaii Island police are looking for the driver involved in a deadly traffic incident in Captain Cook. Police say it happened yesterday afternoon at about 12:30 in the parking lot of Kealakekua Ranch Center. They say an 88-year-old man got into an argument with a driver and was possibly run over as he continued to yell, possibly holding onto the truck as it drove off. The man was taken to Kona Community Hospital, where he died. He has been identified as Theodore Lai Sr. Investigators say they're looking for the driver of a white 1999 to 2002 single cab Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup truck with a black tube type bed rack and a silver utility bed toolbox. Anyone with information is being asked to call police. On Oahu, another fatal pedestrian accident. Over the weekend, Oahu marked its 31st traffic fatality in Wahiawa. Police say at about 11 o'clock Sunday morning, a 56-year-old man attempted to cross the street near Wilikina Drive in Lakeview Circle. Investigators say that's when a vehicle passed him. The man stumbled and fell, hitting the rear end of the moving vehicle. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition, where he later died. They say he was not in a marked crosswalk. Well, today marks the start of the new school year. That means you can expect busier than normal traffic this morning. Honolulu police stressing safety on the roads as students return to class. Officials say they will be stepping up enforcement violations during the month of August as part of Pedestrian Awareness Month. They say before 8 a.m. is typically peak traffic time for morning commuters. People are asked to leave the house with extra time to spare as school traffic is expected.
If you're around a school district, again, if you're in a construction zone area, please use common sense. You know, there's going to be added pedestrians on the roadway, people working on the roadway. Just be aware of your surroundings.
Police say if you're around a school district or in a construction zone area, please use common sense. And again, be aware of your surroundings. And for pedestrians, don't assume the car always sees you. Look both ways and use caution before you cross the street.
And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON2Go.